still got cedar posts in there because it sets on.
Yeah.
On ledge rock. Yeah.
We're going to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing Monday, August the 10th, 2015. Bob, you want to explain the quorum, please? Establish the quorum, please.
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton is not here. And George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay. Can you explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the August 10th, 2015 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. If you do wish to comment at the public hearing, we've got a sign-up sheet for each one of the two cases that's been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division 2 applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, August 17th, or next week, next Monday, Planning Commission regular meeting. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, the first will be Hammond's Nightly Rental.
This is case number 2015-16. The project is Hammond Nightly Rental. The applicant are Michael and Sandra Combs, and the representative is Beth Hammond. And the property in question is located at 860 Reinhardt Road, Branson, Missouri. And we'll go ahead and zoom in on that. This is, again, it's located at 860 Reinhardt Road, Branson, Missouri, in the Branson Township, Section 16, Township 23, Range 21. And we've got a view of the property from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. The representative, Beth Hammond, is requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to utilize an existing six-bedroom single-family residence for nightly rental. The background on this, on September 26, 2001, Division 1 permit 2001-395 was issued for the construction of a 60-by-66 single-family residence. The single-family residence is 6,766 square feet in size, per the assessor's information. The residence is listed on the MLS as being a six-bedroom, four-and-a-half bathroom home. On September 25th of 2001, septic permit 01-297 was issued for the placement of the existing 1,200-gallon concrete septic tank and also 400 linear feet of lateral line. The representative, Beth Hammond, the buyer, is now seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit authorizing the nightly rental of the property in question. The sale of the property has been made contingent upon the Planning Commission approval of the Division 3 special use permit in question. The current application was approved for concept on July 20th. The subject property is approximately 5.36 acres and, again, contains the existing 6,766 square foot six-bedroom home located at 860 Reinhardt Road. And the property in question is described as Tract 3 of the Duane Clavin Survey. In review, the Taney County Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 calendar days, counting portions of days as full days. Therefore, the applicant would currently have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater without a permit. The exterior appearance of the single-family home will remain the same. Per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, the maximum occupancy for nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. Therefore, this six-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of 14 people. The property is currently served by public water via the Taney County Water Supply District Number 3 and an individual on-site septic system. Again, septic permit 01297 was issued for the existing 1,200-gallon tank and also 400 feet of lateral line. Scott Sterrett, the on-site wastewater permitting, has conducted an on-site visit of the property in question, and at this time has found no signs of on-site violations or failures of the system. The staff does recommend that if the application is approved, that a condition be placed on the permit requiring the on-site wastewater treatment system to be repaired, replaced, or a connection made to the existing Branson Municipal Sewer Main if there should happen to be a failure. Sorry about that. I've actually managed to cut that off. The property is currently served by an existing drive off of Reinhardt Road. Per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, it requires one off-street parking spaces for each two persons of occupancy. And so in this instance, it would require a total of seven spaces between the three-car garage and the large circle drive and parking area. The current residents would really exceed the minimum requirements. The adjoining property immediately to the north, of course, is Reinhardt Road and also a vacant property and a mobile home park. The adjoining property immediately to the east is single-family residential, and the adjoining property immediately to the west is vacant with the Deer Creek subdivision located further to the west. The project received a total score of negative 12 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, and traffic. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2015-16, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all of their entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Fourth, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the total number of people that may be accommodated via nightly rental or make connection to Branson Municipal Sewer. Five, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 6, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 7, the residents shall accommodate no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. And actually, I think that should be 14. I do apologize. The Hammond Nightly Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video here. And of course, this is the property in question, and we've just done a quick 360 here at the front. That's all I have.
Beth, you want to come up, please? Anybody got any questions for Beth?
I'm sorry.
How many people are going to be staying there, average, you think?
Generally, you know, we do the 2 per bedroom and then the 2 on the sofa.
Oh, what do you think? 14? Mm-hmm. You think you'll have that many?
Yeah.
What are you going to do for trash?
On all my rentals, I have a dumpster that sits outside that they put all their garbage in, and then it's picked up.
And that's picked up when?
Either weekly or biweekly, however I feel how often I need it done. So in this situation, it'll probably be weekly since it's a 6-bedroom home. So, but
well,
that
I'd say where the area's at with the location of it, yeah, it should. Mm-hmm.
Do you have other homes that are not your own?
I do. I either own or manage 10 properties in the area, and this is just an expansion of my business. So I love this area, and I love my business, or I wouldn't be expanding with this home. So it's, and, you know, most of my business, I have a lot of repeat customers who are just wonderful guests, never do damages. Most of my business in this size home is actually Grandpa and Grandma bringing the family to Branson. And I just have wonderful, wonderful guests, and I've had... I couldn't ask for a better business.
What you got on the waste and materials?
Sorry. Went too far.
What size dumpster are you talking?
I can't tell you how many cubic foot I always get. I always just talk with my guys.
It'd be fenced in.
Generally, in most of my properties, I have it just sitting in an area where it's not you know, conspicuous, and it's, I just set it in a certain place, and I kind of talk with my guys and see what capacity I need, and so I can't tell you the cubic foot that I normally get without having my bill here handy to tell me.
I'm sure she'd have one adequate enough to
handle everything. Obviously, you don't want garbage spilling over. Although, you know, and if that does happen, then I just need to call and have them come and pick it up a little early. And so.
Well, I wasn't concerned about how big it was. I was really concerned about it sitting out in front of the house.
Sitting out in front of the house.
It'd have to be where they could back into it and pick it up.
Yeah.
That's reason I was talking fence. Like a restaurant or something. But anyway. Anybody else got any more questions?
You've probably already got
a
sales tax license.
I do, yes, for all my homes. Yep. Yep, it's just one license, but yes, I do that for all my homes. Yep. Yep, that's already in place.
Okay, Beth. You.
Thank you.
Sit down, please, and we'll talk with Jeremy Worley. Worley? Am I saying that right?
Yes, sir.
Sorry. I came mainly to speak on Beth's behalf because I've been doing business with Beth since 2008. She's been my client. I'm a real estate agent, and as you know, I've been here before. I do a lot of business in the nightly rental industry. Earlier this year, I was here. I had a property of my own on Tate Road that I was trying to sell and got it approved as a nightly rental. And just so you know, the rest of the story, I did end up selling it, as I said I was going to intend to do. And I've talked to some of the neighbors down there, and they're all fine. And I know Beanland got one approved down there. And the neighbors down there, everybody seems to be good. I was just down there two nights ago talking to Bob Dodge. And I know sometimes you guys probably don't hear the rest of the story. That's why I shared that with you. But
now you're talking about where you
where I used to live, yeah. But the reason why I bring that up is because you know, that neighborhood, there was some uncertainty on whether or not it was compatible or whether or not it would work. And when we look for properties that are hard to sell, or we look for my real estate company, we look for strategic avenues to try to move property. And when we saw this property, we thought that this would be a great fit for compatibility for vacation rental, because the property had been on the property been on the market for a number of years. We knew that Beth was looking to expand her business and wanted a larger property. We actually already helped to helped her to understand what some of those recommendations might be, and she's already going through the process of trying to find out what those are. And that's Beth. I mean, she does things by the book. She has 10 properties in the area. She doesn't have any enemies. Everybody loves her. She's the only she's
sorry
the only
I forgot to shut it off that time.
She's the only person that I know who's not a Hanna-Barbera cartoon character that can say the word jeepers and get away with it. People just love her, and she does. She has a lot of repeat business, and she's very ethical, and she's very honest, and she works things out with people. And so I'm just here to speak to her character. I'm privileged to have been able to do business with her, and I think anyone else that may have an issue with this, you know, Beth would be happy to work it out with them. She's a great gal. I'm just here to speak on her behalf.
Okay, thank you. Cole Currier.
Good evening. Cole Currier, Foggy River Realty. I'm the agent representing the Combs as their seller's agent. Had the property listed for about a year. It had been on the market with another agent prior to my having the listing. And it's, as you noticed, it's a great-looking property, and it's a great-looking property inside, too. And it's a difficult price range in our market right now to sell a home. Despite that, we had a great number of showings over the last period of months that I had it listed. A lot of buyers came through the door, and overall, the feedback that we had from potential buyers who chose not to make an offer on the property was that it did not suit their purpose. The property was great. Having the acreage in town was great. The home was perfect. But the surrounding area was too commercial. So as you drive down Reinhardt Road and you pass the health department, the industrial park, it used to be the propane company, but now it's public water supply, the mobile home park. I guess the adjacent property to the east is residential, is what Bob had said, but there's actually an upholstery shop there. So it's that's right on the property boundary, and that was one thing that every buyer said when they got out of the car, what is that right there? Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting to find that the highest and best use of the property was more of a commercial use as a vacation rental, and that's exactly what Beth and her brokers identified when they saw the property. And so I just want to speak in favor of the request for the permit because the area really currently is more of a commercial use, and I believe that the property would be well suited to fit into that special use.
Thank you, Cole.
Thank you.
Mike Combs.
Just if anybody wanted to come see if you had any questions, I am the seller. One thing I don't think is brought up, there is a fire hydrant on the property. Whenever David Young put the county tower in across the street, he wanted to bring an easement across my property. I told him no problem. He's, for doing so, he installed a fire hydrant on the property. But other than that, it's been a great home. We decided to downsize, just the two of us. And just see if anybody had any questions.
We're good, Mike. Appreciate it. Beth, we will see you next 17th, Monday, 6 o'clock. Okay, Dollar General Store.
Aaron Hargrave with Anderson Engineering.
Let's let him do his thing.
Right, I forgot about the presentation first.
Yeah.
This is case number 2015-17. The project is the Dollar General Store. The applicant or current property owner is Robert and Pamela Hayball. And the representative is DG Partners, LLC, and also Aaron Hargrave with Anderson Engineering Company. The property in question is located at 13181 East State Highway 76, and we'll zoom in on it here. It's in the Swan Township, Section 25, Township 24, Range 20. And we've got a view from the north, south, east, and west. The representative, DG Partners, LLC, is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit allowing for the construction of an approximately 9,100 square foot metal building, which will serve as a new location for the Dollar General store. The subject property is currently an approximately 7.25 acre meets and bounds described tract of land located at 13181 East State Highway 76. The property does currently contain a residence that appears to have burned at some time, and also a vacant metal commercial building. On August 21st, 1995, the Planning Commission issued Division 3 Permit 9536 for the property in question, authorizing the construction of Teddy's Trinkets and Antique Shop. And as I've mentioned, the business does appear to have been vacant for a number of years. On April 17th, 2006, the Planning Commission issued Division 3 Permit 0621 for the property, and that authorized the construction of a ready-mix concrete plant. However, the ready-mix concrete plant was never developed. And as I'd stated, the representative is now seeking the Division 3 permit allowing for the construction of this new 9,100 square foot building. which would serve as a new Dollar General store. The current application was approved for concept on July 20th. The representative again is seeking approval for this new Dollar General store. Once they obtain approval, it's my understanding that the plan is to subdivide the property, and basically they'll subdivide the 2-acre tract out of the 5.5-acre tract. Per the submitted site plan, the Dollar General store will be served by a single commercial driveway, and the drive will be located really near the existing southern driveway access, which already accesses the property. The driveway will be required to be built in compliance with MoDOT requirements, and the entrance is indicated on the site plan here with a single entrance and then both the left and right turn lane exiting the facility. Per the submitted site plan, the Dollar General store will be served by a total of approximately 30 parking spaces, which also include two handicap parking spaces. And basically, per the provisions of the parking standards of the code book, it's requiring one space for for every 400 square feet of area. And so the 30 parking spaces will actually exceed these minimum requirements. The representative has indicated that the Dollar General store will employ between 5 and 6 people. The property in question will be served by an on-site wastewater treatment system, which will be permitted by Scott Sterrett, the on-site wastewater permitting person, in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Due to the addition of a large amount of impervious surface, a stormwater management plan will be required, and stormwater detention may be required as well. The adjoining property immediately to the north is a church with light residential being located further to the north. The adjoining property immediately to the south is predominantly commercial.
George, go tell them to go outside if they want to visit.
Just shut the door. Just shut the door.
Yeah. The adjoining property immediately to the east is, of course, State Highway 76 and commercial. And the adjoining property immediately to the west is vacant light residential. The project received a total score of 9 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 59. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, utilities, and traffic. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2015-17, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following: sediment and erosion control, stormwater management, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre, D, utility easements and building line setbacks, and E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri DNR, the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department, and also MoDOT shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Five, prior to the issuance of Division 2 certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video here. And this is the existing residence. Ah, I did a little quicker 360 than I thought. And then also the metal commercial building.
Okay, sir, you can come up now.
Okay.
Anybody got any questions?
Obviously, you're going to demo all the existing buildings on site.
Yes, they'll have to be demolished. They're basically where that's going. Yeah.
What are you going to do with the remainder property that you're not going to use?
I don't know if they have a plan. Yeah, I was going to say, as far as I know, the developer plans, their plans are just to sell it, hold on to it. They don't have any plans for it at this time.
Are we going to have any control over what is done with the rest of the property once we zone commercial, since it's already been zoned commercial more than once?
I mean, my thought is at that time we would likely require them to come back through.
Because they mainly just do Dollar General
we
stores.
We will have because they're going to seek to subdivide so that
we'll have some control over that.
Subdivide it comes through.
Yeah.
That was my only question.
Yeah. It'll cut through. Anybody else?
Well, just from my own edification, what's that other white square up there on the diagonal to the upper?
Oh, that's just a place marker for the septic.
Okay.
They're planning on having it behind the building. That's just kind of.
Yeah, that's not going to be a very big septic, 20 for 60. I don't think that's going to fit exactly.
Yeah, there's plenty of room, so yeah.
It can be done, but that's not going to fit.
Yeah, I'm guessing around here.
Scott will take care of that.
Yeah.
Anybody else? I guess we'll see you August 17th at 6 o'clock.
All right. See you then.
That does say 17th.
Thank you.
You don't say that on here.
Was there an existing field for the barn, or do you know?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
There ain't nobody here representing that day.
I'd say there is, but I didn't dig into it, to be honest. I probably should have.
Ain't nobody here for the Bob Parson or anything.
Yeah.
You out of here, William? Just checking on the Dollar General. What's happening? Just want to see what's going on. I understand.
You going to buy the rest of that piece? I thought you owned that at one time, didn't you? Just behind it?
You own land behind it, don't you?
I did one time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't own that anymore?
Today, Dollar General came and talked to me before they talked to me. And what I had just wasn't suitable. You know, for them, wasn't quite big enough, was it, William?
No.
I know we're in a meeting, but there's two things I'm concerned about there a little bit. One is the traffic coming over that hill. And then the concrete plant, that's one of my big concerns, was the traffic, because they fly over the top of that hill, as long as anybody that drives up there knows. The other concern is, I don't know if anything will ever become of it or not, but I have contacted the engineer that have designed the wastewater treatment plant for the scheduled to be made of that one, right? Same as
it. I'm sorry. Oh, Lakeway?
Lakeway. And I was asked, you know, talking to them, trying to get them to maybe run a way up there to sort of wastewater that whole area. And I never heard anything back, so I don't know if they're even looking at it or not.
They've never brought that before the board. They may have brought it before the administrator, but they didn't bring anything.
One time, Taneyville looked at it, but it wasn't feasible for them to do it. So, Taney County was going to redo the lakeway system. And so I just talked to the engineer with Mel, and I never heard anything back, so I don't know if they're even looking at it at all or not. But that's just something that I've looked at the sundown.
Is that area served by Taneyville water?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Okay. I thought the sewer come down there.
No, come that car, I think.
Or does it just come to, comes past Rex, don't it? To
the Road.
Well, I thought it went farther enough.
And honestly, I'm not even sure. Is it going to Hellsport Road? Is it going that far?
It just goes to that road that goes back to where that treatment plant is.
Well, it's Hellsport.
I thought that as far as you went, I thought.
Okay.
I think it's a good deal myself, gentlemen.
Thank you, ma'am.
See you.
This is Bob Parson and all that. They're not here, so.
Yeah.
We're not going to have to talk about that. So. I wanted to talk to all of you, and I'd like you to hear me out before we. I'm asking everybody's opinion. My opinion is different, seems like, than some of you, which is fine. But the last 4 or 5 months, we have done a motorcycle deal. We've done this parking deal on the core. And then last time, we done Carl's deal out here, where we just said, okay. Now, from the standpoint of the commission, we should run them through. And as on any of them, it protects them if we run them through. And what the code reads, it's kind of, me and Bob talked about it, had a hard time. It depends on who's reading it.
It looked pretty gray to me.
The Division 2 and Division 3. So, but in order to make everything culture, I think anything like that comes in front of us, we should run it through. Because now, I don't think Carl's going to do anything with his stuff, but if we run it through, then we know what's going on, and he knows what's going on.
I guess I have a question, Steve. I think what maybe I'm misunderstanding you, but if I'm listening to you right, what you're scared of is if by not doing the Division 3, isn't that what you're saying? You wish we'd have run it through the Division 3 simply because we've kind of allowed him to be able to put another business in there without bringing it before us? Yeah. Isn't that what you're...
Yeah, the same thing with the motorcycle people.
Right.
You know, we told them to go on about their business. And down the road, like out there in this situation, there's churches around there. If you move on down the road and the next guy wants to do something, we say, no, I'll go ahead, or yeah, we're going to have to run you through. And then they're going to say, well, you didn't run him through in the same circumstances. I just feel like we need to run everything like that through, and that it be protecting them and it protect us.
I understand your point of view on that. I think the other side of the thinking was that the property has already been zoned commercial, and perhaps if we made everybody come back and start running it through, then this would erode their confidence in having their property zoned commercial in the first place.
Well, with the last one we done, don't you think that he's subdividing that into 4 different things now? We know what 2 of them's going to be, but we don't know what the other 2's going to be. So shouldn't we know what the other two's going to do?
Well, it says plainly on that, so yeah, they will come back through on the other two. You mean this last project was here at the dollar store?
No.
The welder.
The one from last month.
Oh, the welder.
It's still going to be a commercial plant. It's going to be.
Well, if it's a, you know, I think the way the code reads, if it's a.
Well, two or three of you said last week that it was retail. Where did we come up with, being retail?
Well, I mean, if it is, or even if it's another welding shop or another, I mean, it couldn't be light manufacturing, I don't guess.
But if it's in the list of stuff that is compatible, in other words, it may not be the same type business, but it has the same type impact on the area, and it's listed in the code book there of many things that are considered that, and although there's one or two things, like stuff you couldn't get through under a personal permit, like that house out there. I worry a lot more about them than I do that part, but I think that is part of what the thinking is on the opposite side of what you're thinking. I see your point. I mean, I'm not arguing. I'm just trying to perhaps bring a little clarity.
Well, nobody arguing. I'm just trying to figure out what the best thing is. And from what I read this and what I see, I feel like them three things that we just pushed on through, we should have brought them through. And then everybody's on the same page. The people that's doing it, the county commission's on it, the neighbors is on the right page, down the road, up the road.
Well, every case is going to be a little different.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And if you have that thinking, then when people come up with a concept, then we need to discuss it. And is there some way we can take a vote at that time among the commission whether or not we should have them come in?
Well, you have that right. Any concept that comes to us,
yeah,
we have the right to.
Can we vote at that meeting? Can we vote during the concept meeting?
We can say that we can take them.
We don't have to run him through because it's compatible with what they're doing.
Well, no, I don't.
Well, then it's going to be an opinion of what's compatible or not.
Yeah.
And that's if it's commercial and it's commercial and it's zoned commercial, I don't know. I'm like you. I don't.
Well,
know.
Well, the point I'm trying to get across, if it is commercial, but just like the last deal, I'm not trying to speak of who. But he's got two things that has been approved previously. And then he's going to have two more things that he don't know what he's going to have.
You don't know what's going to be sold there or retailed out there.
In other words, if John's sex shop goes in, you don't want it to be already.
That's already.
I think that's covered.
That's already been taken care of.
I think that's already covered.
That can be done.
Exactly.
To begin with. Bob, can you add anything to this? Maybe you can explain it better than I can. Because
well, if he's going to own it and rent it, you may have a hairdresser in there. Then you may have somebody working on shoes or selling shoes out of there. So you can't every time, if it's commercial, it's commercial. But you can't every time, if he wants to have a different tenant in there, that's going to have a different type of business.
That could change over and over.
And that's going to erode your zoning concept completely to me.
Is a tenant not going to have to get a business license to operate?
Sure.
They have to come here to do it?
Well,
they don't go through the
not in the county.
Okay.
I don't think there's a county business
permit.
I know there is.
I know there is.
My clerk's office issues a license, I believe.
Do they? For the county?
Yeah.
Well, then, if it's not compatible, would they not make that opinion right then? They kind of make a poll on it.
I mean, they just basically issue a license allowing the money for that particular business.
Somebody comes in and says, I want to do retail or add on to the structure, then what do you do at that point?
Well, if you add on to it, then it is. It comes into
the store.
It
comes through us if they're changing to a division two.
If you make changes.
Yeah.
So if it's already been issued as a division two, and you find out that they are doing retail on top of storing.
And that brings me back to my point that I forgot. We should make it a division three anyway.
And
that should have been a division three. That's the point I was trying to make. Thank you, Randy.
I think they know what you're talking about. Right?
And I think that's...
It's the one out here where you weren't here, Carl's Welding Shop.
So I don't think he brought that in front of us as a warehouse, though, did he?
No.
It was retail, or he was going to rent it.
Retail.
He's just going to build a building that's going to have four places.
He said a welding shop.
Yeah.
That's not retail.
Yeah, basically, he knows that.
Welding is not retail.
Well, it can be. The one out at 8th Highway, he built stuff and sold them right out of his front door.
It can be.
All kind of metal things.
Like VCR tapes used to be.
It could be.
You know, but they paid tax on it.
I still think. Well, the problem is it's a Division II, and it needs to be a Division III, I think. And that, therefore, we should have brought him through. Now, that's my opinion. I'm here to talk to you and to get everybody else's opinion. If you don't agree with it, I don't know much that we can do.
I don't have enough knowledge about that to really speak.
I'm against...
certainty.
I was against what we'd done last month. I'll just put that out there. I may be wrong, may be right. I don't know, but...
You have the right to be wrong.
That's right. I have the right to be wrong if I want to be.
I'll tell you what. I've been around here.
It ain't the first time I've been wrong.
I've been here a day or two, and I've won a few, and I've lost a few.
But the reason I brought this all up is we need to kind of clear this up. This is, depending on how you read it, I guess. I've even read, where's that other deal, Bob, the special land permit? Didn't that read something about...
Yeah, I mean.
But anyway. That's what I'm trying to get.
Everybody goes through, everybody goes through.
That's what I want.
You're right, because you don't want to erode people's confidence in the commission. Well, I get permission to put in a store that sells.
Well, you just like the last.
Wants to sell shampoo, he's got to come back to the commission.
The last one we done, we just told him to go on. So if somebody down by H Highway on the other side of it, and one of them deals down there wants to build a building and do something, in the same sense that the one that's doing it now,
I follow what you're saying.
What are we going to do to him? Say, no, we're going to run you through.
I have a bad eye, so it's not my problem.
What's that got to do with it?
They come before us, though, and tell us what their kind of concept, and it's up to us to decide whether they go through the full blown or send them off.
Yeah, but here's the deal. This didn't come in front of us as a concept. It just come in front of us.
As a Division II.
Yeah, basically on this one, we had issued a Division II permit.
But they wasn't on the concepts. He was here.
Well, explain yourself, Bob, and why you did it that way.
Well, what did?
Go ahead and rent those other spaces on that division. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard to determine when you're building a building with whether it's four stalls or 15 stalls or 1,500, what's going to be put in there.
That is true, but
and then we can get it. They'll bring a list in here like Steve Redford did with four dozen. Possibilities.
Yeah.
You know, that's what
I was thinking about making a call and see if we can get this straightened out.
You know? At least Steve could probably hit us the right way.
The deal down there on
Buick. Probably get an